One very excellent meditation is to rest in the knowledge that I am I Christ. Just to rest there, that's all you have to do. Because in the complete faith that this is the truth, you realize that truth needs no human instrument whatsoever. Truth doesn't really work through a human being. Truth works. What the world sees is what they call the human being. But all that's there is the truth of God functioning. I, Christ, is your only self. And as you rest there, it becomes clear that a knitting, a rooting is taking place. You're in your real identity, in your real home. Your consciousness is free of the mental barrier. And the deeper this begins to permeate your consciousness, so that you have no other consciousness, the clearer it becomes that it's already an accomplished fact and always has been. Your function is not to go out now and deny it, that's all. All day long you'll be tempted to deny that I am I Christ. If it were possible for you never to deny it, grace would be the only experience you would know. Wherever there's no prodigal from I, Christ, only grace can flow. It's the law of the Father. And so your total remaining human experience is to dissolve the belief that there is other than I, Christ, where you are. And to be a witness to the miracle of I, Christ, accepted, being the actual spiritual activity and manifestation of God flowing into visible expression as you. Literally, if you spend your time consciously refusing to deny I, Christ, you'll discover the kingdom of heaven taking the place of the appearance called earth. The qualities of the Father will be made manifest. The lacks and limitations will return to the dust. This is the basis of living in Christ, living in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, living in spirit. I, Christ, must be where you stand in consciousness, or else you're standing in the false sense of self, and duality is the inevitable result. Joel states this: slavery and limitation are within ourselves, the result of our ignorance of true being. And therefore the remedy must also be within us, admitting that our ignorance of truth is holding us in bondage to the body, to economic or political limitations. We withdraw condemnation from the external world. That doesn't mean only person. It means withdrawing condemnation from all physical, mental powers of the world, as well as persons. Acknowledging that as we overcome spiritual ignorance within and attain spiritual light, which means Christ's identity, freedom will come into our experience. Again, the Master tells us that as we stand in Christ, identifying as Christ, rejecting what is not Christ, we are opening a way to spiritual light which dissolves all that we had thought to be external to ourselves as a power, as a force, as an evil, as an error. It's only the darkness awaiting the light of our own Christ being to dissolve it from being an appearance in our experience. If it seems possible that our troubles are not our troubles, now this is introducing a new idea, so listen carefully. If it seems possible that our troubles are not our troubles because of someone or some circumstance external to us, but rather through our inner ignorance, then we're opening the way for our own freedom to appear. Not blaming somebody or some outer thing, but really seeing that my own ignorance of Christ's identity is what appears outwardly to me as someone else doing something that is hurting me. That's the false cause out there. It's the false cause of a false error. When I'm in the light of my being, the false cause and the false error are no longer there. But only in the light of my being, only in Christ's identity, not in the spiritual adultery of the human mind. As long as you're in the human mind, you're in spiritual adultery. That was the whole message of the adulteress. I, in the midst of you, do not see an adulteress. I, in the midst of you, do not see an alcoholic. In Christ awareness, you cannot see an adulteress, a criminal, or a dying person. When you do, you're not in Christ awareness. I, Christ, everywhere, even where a corpse appears. Only I, Christ, is on this earth. Total fidelity to I, Christ, as the one indivisible self of the universe. If you want the Father to be the expression of your experience, don't cut a little corner off and say over there is a corpse. There is no such thing. I, Christ, is living everywhere, now. Only life is now. I, Christ, knows life everywhere now. I, Christ, knows nothing that is not of the Father, and life is only of the Father. There is no other life than that life, and all life is that life. I, Christ, come out of the tomb of ignorance, which is believed that death is possible. I, Christ, come out of the tomb, which is believed that evil and error and sickness and suffering are possible. That's the prodigal consciousness talking. I, Christ, knows no unreality. And so there's no external causes for your problems. And you discover this only by standing in the identity of I, Christ. When you can see that as a possibility, Joel says you're on the way. The moment you can see that your only so-called problem is that you have not known yourself, you have not had the inner light of your own being, when you can admit that to yourself, you have opened the door to an expanding consciousness of truth. for the Christ which overcometh is an overcoming of our self, meaning our mortal sense of self. As you put on the garment of Christ, you are dropping the garment of mortality. And Christ establishes freedom within our consciousness, which then becomes externalized by the power of truth. The subtle alchemy of the Spirit, as it's accepted in identity as your name, your identity, your being, your substance, the dross of humanhood is slowly sifted away. The externalization of truth in consciousness becomes the experience of Christ on earth. That's how you release man, mortality, form, materiality, physicality, structure, false human causes, disasters, diseases. Where are they? No light, that's all. The absence of light. The absence of Christ light. And it's only available within your own being. The absence of yourself. The absence of that which is ever present. And that's the paradox of the Christ. In the absence of the presence, you experience all that is not true. In the presence of the presence accepted, all that is not true becomes absent. The only real freedom is attained by recognition of Christ within us. That's a flat statement from Job. That's the only real freedom. And learning to live not only in subjection to Christ, but realizing its dominion over the circumstances and conditions of life. And so you're not accepting, if you're still struggling, if you're still doubting, if you're still worrying, if you still have an adversary, if you still have an enemy, if you still have a problem, you're not accepting I, Christ. Because I, Christ, has none of these. Now, the more you meditate on I, Christ, the more you'll feel comfortable in it. The more you'll realize why it says, resist not evil. The more you'll realize why it says, be desireless. Be unselfed of the mortal sense. Realize there's nothing to seek, for that which I am seeking is I, Christ, which I am. Defend against nothing, because I, Christ, is the only power. There's no power to defend against. It only seemed that way to a mortal sense. More and more you find the peace of I, Christ, and why I, Christ, is called the Prince of Peace. Because its peace is the knowledge that there is none but I. I am the I of every one. I am the I of those who have lived, walked the earth, and I am a living I. Nothing in the world can tempt you into the belief that the I of you is not the life of every one. For the I of you is Christ. This is going to be the infinite oneness that grows in your consciousness until you can really know it. that you are the eye of every ancestor you've ever had. You are the eye of your children and grandchildren, extending unto eternity, that the life of Christ in you is the life of them, and there never is a separation, never has been, and even now, those unborn and those who have not appeared in your life are still the eye of you, and when they come into appearance, they will only be the eye of you made visible. Nothing can ever appear in your lifetime or lifetimes that is not the you called Christ. There's no stranger on the earth. There's no stranger in the past. There's no stranger in the future. All is I Christ. That's the invisible, indivisible garment of the infinite consciousness you must come into through I Christ. And the less gaps you have in that consciousness, the less gaps you have in your experience. That's what externalizes. It externalizes with quite a rush sometimes. Sometimes quickly. Sometimes so fully you don't know what's happening. Sometimes so harmoniously that you know that no human mind had anything to do with this incredible thing. Always the miracle is I Christ infinite. Beyond time and space, in the midst of all, animal, vegetable, mineral, human, I Christ stand there. The infinite individualization of God everywhere. God is forever expressing itself as a fulfillment of its own being. And God appears as the life of man, woman, child, animal, vegetable, and mineral, regardless of how false a material concept we may entertain of that life. Because of the infinite nature of God, there can be only one life. And that life is God, expressing itself as life in and as infinite form and variety. That's what you're looking at then. You're looking at that invisible one life of God. And the minute you label it with mortal sense, you're separating yourself from it. As you stand in I Christ, that invisible life will explain itself through you, through I Christ, and you will perceive reality instead of the imagined images of material form. Always you are letting the infinite express through your I Christ consciousness, for that's the key to grace. You're not pausing to try to explain it out. To analyze it. To deflect it. To influence it. To manipulate it. To call it to your door. Your door is everywhere because I Christ is your name. It will go where it must go. Not where an individual directs it. Everywhere is I, Christ, and therefore everywhere is the Father now. You see that Jesus couldn't be confined to any one religion or any one race or any one nation. For I, Christ, is the name of all men, all women, all children, all over the globe and on planets unknown. Only I, Christ, is. The Son of God is I, Christ, not a human being. And in I, Christ, you are indivisible from yourself everywhere. You have fulfilled the condition of accepting infinite individuality and divine qualities express with no effort whatsoever on your part. Your only function is to know I, Christ, infinitely indivisible, everywhere, one with the Father. That is my name. And if they tear down the world tomorrow, I, Christ, will still be one with the Father, even unto the end of the world. Never can I and the Father be divided because we are one self. Wherever God is, I am now. I don't have to go there. I, Christ, is omnipresent. That's the fact of your being. I, Christ, is omnipotent. That's the fact of your being. It doesn't change, and whatever appears to deny it is not there. It is world mesmerism that only seems real to one who does not know that I, Christ, am the fact of my being, and that is the omnipotence, the dominion, the total self expressing perfectly forever. This that appears is simply the denial of my identity. In some moment of unawareness, I lost my knowledge of identity. And this is appearing to tell me that. That's all it is. Nothing more. It's a little darkness showing where I have stepped out of the light of self. Living in this consciousness, you're not worshiping a man who rose, but you're following that individual who said, "Follow me. I am the light. Follow the light." The light which is your own true being. Your Easter will be ascension, dominion, the full expression of the Godhead on the holy ground where you stand. For I in the midst of thee am the living God, and I am yourself. Deny me and you lose me until you find me again. But I will never leave thee, even unto the end of the world. I am your life eternal, your permanent self. And you are divine being. Mortality was only a passing state of a false consciousness. As we release the false consciousness, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. For all that stands there is I, Christ, invisible, myself, undivided from myself here where space seems to be, or there where time seems to be. I, self, am not in time or space. They are false states of consciousness. But I, Self, am everywhere. And there is no time. There is only the eternal now of myself, which is yourself. Practice resting in I, Christ. Practice through the day. Stop and ask yourself, how am I denying that I am I, Christ, everywhere? You'll find many places where you are falling down, even while you think you're standing up. And then make the brief correction. And don't be surprised when you make these corrections at the inner light that begins to well up within you to assure you that you're walking the path of spirit. I have chosen you. And you will know all along the way that you are chosen as you make these inner adjustments every time you take the time to remember that if I do not deny I, Christ, everywhere is my name, the Father will express his perfect will through, as, and in me. For I am living by the indivisible infinite spirit, which is my name. The I of you is the Christ, which is the light of the world. Behind the world you see is I, the light of you, the Christ, everywhere. Deny it, lose it. Accept it, and it becomes the law of your life, perfect as the Father. We'll stay with Joel's chapter. Release man. Some of it next week could even seem to you like kindergarten if you start discovering the immensity of your true being. Then we'll look at chapter 8. I think we're still in that, of John, starting with where Jesus announces to the angry Pharisees that I am the light of the world. For that's what the light of the world is saying to each of us. I am the Christ of your being. So that's where we'll be in chapter 8 from that. I think it's verse 12 on in John 8. And we'll stay with release man to get real good and strong before we tell Satan to get behind us. You know, this is really a happy Easter because there are those who are really walking silently now. That's what Easter is all about. Knowing Christ everywhere. Everywhere. Thanks very much.